I am fairly certain I'm not playing any kind of golf this Sunday because even though it is Father's Day, I'm sure I still have to parent all three babies.
Do you, though? Don't you get the day off?
My hope for Father's Day, and we would love to know what you're doing for Father's Day.
Yes.
244-1033. You can hit us up on Twitter or on Facebook. My Bucks won last night, so if you haven't figured it out, I got a little more pep in my step. They have their Game 7 Saturday night, mm-hmm. which means I may have an extra beer Saturday night. And what I'm hoping for, the one thing I want for Father's Day, is for my wife to let me sleep in on Sunday morning, on Father's Day morning. Maybe sleep off that extra beer I may have during this big, huge, massive basketball game on Saturday night. That's what I want. And other than that, you know, maybe we'll barbecue, do whatever, but that's what I want for Father's Day.
These are reasonable requests. Let us know what you will be doing. 244-1033. We are going to get in to Father's
yes!
Day, what you can win.
Mm-hmm.
All things dad in the daddest states in the nation.
Iowa's number one.
You're listening to Heather and Wicket. Mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on Laser 103.3.
Laser is celebrating our favorite F word, talking about fathers.
Oh, all right.
You can get in to win that 50-inch Samsung Smart TV, the new grill, the stereo system, the turntable. Laser1033.com because Wicket.
Yes.
This weekend.
It's Father's Day!
Today is Friday.
It's Friday.
Happy Father's Day, Dad.
Happy Father's Day, Dad.
It's not Father's Day. Is it?
Not until Sunday.
The Sunday then.
Sunday? This Sunday or next Sunday?
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
I want it to be Father's Day. Every day.
Happy Father's Day, Daddy.
It's showtime.
Aw, what are you doing for Father's Day, Wicket?
Hoping to sleep in a little bit. I'm probably going to grill. I mean, we don't have a ton planned because our babies are still 2-1-1, so it's not like you can go anywhere with them and all that stuff. My dad's back in Michigan, so I'll probably FaceTime with him so he can see the babies, that kind of thing. You know, it's probably pretty unless Lee has something planned. My wife Lee usually surprises me with stuff.
Yes.
You may know. You talk to my wife probably as much as I do. So, I don't know. Do you know if there's anything coming my way?
I am a very good double agent, Wicket. I do not share secrets.
She's a mole.
I am very good at maintaining this type of throuple relationship.
So
I will not speak on it. I will talk to other people on
my way?
What their Father's Day plans are. Laser, what are you doing?
I'm going to be barbecuing with my brother so we can have dinner with my parents and family.
Are you a dad?
I am a dad. Three girls.
Three girls.
Girl dad.
Oh,
yes.
My Lord.
Yeah. So.
Are they to the point where you have to worry about them yet?
Oh, yeah. I have a junior in college and a sophomore and freshman in high school.
Oh, my Lord. You are almost allegedly off the payroll.
That's the hope.
That is the hope. What do you want your kids to do for Father's Day?
You know, just spending time with them would be fun. Maybe go fishing after we eat and everything like that. That'd be cool.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? Today is National Fishing Day, by the way.
It is.
Yes. It is. We're celebrating that.
Free fishing day in Iowa, so yeah.
Where do you go fishing? Where's your favorite spot in Iowa?
Anywhere. Couple farm ponds.
I thought the answer was going to be, I'm not telling you because that's where I catch all the fish. So I'm not giving you my secret, Wicket.
That's kind of his answer, Wicket. He didn't tell you which farm pond. He just simply said, farm ponds.
Thought we were bros. We know he's got kids. He's got three girls. I've got kids. I've got two girls. Thought we bonded. I thought we could have exchanged fishing secrets.
You're attaching again too quickly, Wicket. Father's
right
Day
in.
Plans. What are yours? 244-1033.
The Laser. 244-1033.
He's dead. Come on. You know he's dead. He's dead. You know it. You know he's dead. He's dead. Come on. You know. You can call him Pottery Pop. All Pops to tell you once again. He's dead.
You're listening to Heather and Wicket. Mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on Laser 103.3.
Hear the dad vibe. Strapping on my Crocs and it's time to get it on. Got that dead pod with them Crocs. Got that dead pod with them Crocs.
Oh yeah.
Got that dead pod with them Crocs.
Dang.
I'm too hot, too hot, too hot, too hot. Got that dead pod with them Crocs.
Woo.
Got that dead pod with them Crocs.
Oh yeah.
Got that dead pod with them Crocs.
Dang.
I'm too hot, too hot, too hot, too hot. Got that
body's so sexy. Got my sun blocking my nesty. My wife gets hot and sweaty, cause my red Crocs are so tempting. I said ripped abs are outdated. All these buff dudes are frustrated, cause this lotioned up flabby dad attracted all the ladies. Chewing on the brats to work on my fitness, trying to take gold in the dad by the Olympics. Chugging on the beer just to work on my fitness, trying to take gold in the dad by the Olympics.
Too hot, too hot, too hot. Wicked.
I didn't realize we added that to the laser rotation. I had no clue that that was now part of the laser library.
Oh, all day today we are going to pay tribute to our Iowa dads. It's the Dad Estate. It is your weekend. And we're showing you love. Wicked, have you heard the Mike Vecchione bit about dads?
No.
I think. Wait, dad's like laughter.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
All right, here, check this out.
My father had a gambling problem. He lost her house when I was 11, but he didn't come home and say, I lost the house. He came home and said, Mike, how would you like to go camping forever? There's no help for gamblers. There's one sign as you drive into Las Vegas says, gambling problem? Please call this number. That's ineffective. It should at least say, gambling problem? I bet you won't call this number. Thank you. Because these people have a gambling problem. Thank you. I was the victim of bad birth order growing up. I was the second born male child. My parents had my brother. They're like, I guess we're having kids. We have a boy. Let's try for a girl. Then they had me. They were like, let's try again. Then they had my sister. They're like, we got it. Our boy and our girl.
Aww.
Now we have this extra kid that we can really roll the dice with, you know? Because my father had a gambling problem. I don't know if I mentioned that. Pretty sure.
Wicked, that sounds a little like your fam. You've got two girls and a boy.
Yeah, exactly. Although we weren't trying for anything. It was just sort of like, well, we tried for the first, and then the other two were a surprise, and we got one of each. We're very, very lucky. I plan on doing a little FaceTime with my dad. Heather, I haven't asked, what is your plan for Father's Day? I know your father passed.
Yeah, I mean, I am... My dad's forever young for me because he passed when he was 54 and we were best friends. My dad was my best friend. So I'm very, very lucky that I have all good memories, you know, of my dad. So if you're a dad, if you're a girl dad and there's a little bit of angsty teenagerness going on and you're stressed out, this is advice for you too, Wicket.
Mm-hmm.
Into the future. Just know, be confident about the fact that we're only going to hang on to the good memories.
Well, good.
So, yeah.
Well, that's good.
So, yeah, celebrating Father's Day. I mean, I remember my dad all the time in everything.
Sure.
You know, I've got a little MGB convertible that reminds me of my dad all the time.
So, oh, well, that's...
Yeah.
Did you guys used to work on those, or did he collect them, or did he love that car?
Yeah, you know, it's a podcast story, really. Yeah, so he had the car, loved the car, didn't think that my parents were going to be able to have kids. My mom found out that she was pregnant. He traded it in for a station wagon.
Oh, my.
Years and years and years and years later, tracked down the car, and now it is my car.
The one he traded in for a station wagon you now own?
Never selling that car, Wicket.
That car is amazing.
Will be with me. I'd sooner live out of that car than get rid of that car. So...
That's a cool story.
Yeah. So Father's Day is still one of my favorite holidays.
And
I love celebrating with you. I love celebrating with the Laser Hellraisers. And today we are going to celebrate a lot and look forward to hooking some people up with our Celebrating the F-Word contest.
And kind of bring a little tear to my eye. Happy tear. I like that. I am definitely the one that's more emotional between the two of us, between you and me.
Yeah.
And I love that story. Well, happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.